That was Deer Tick doing 20 miles. It's off of the Black Dirt Sessions, their 2010 release. We had new music from a Yellow Springs band called Wheels before that. Their brand new album's called Fields on Fire. They're actually playing tonight at the Clifton Opera House. We had the Avett Brothers before that with a track from the second Gleam. And we started off with Dressy Bessie doing a track from back in 2005 called Who'd Stop the Rain. You can find that on Electrified. Well, I'm very excited to welcome our next guest into the studio. He is a return visitor to Kaleidoscope, came by in actually the pretty early days of the show when he was releasing his previous album, Lo-Fi Movement. And now Chris N. has returned. He's got a new album coming out later this month. It's called Heart Scarf, and there's going to be a CD release party for that at South Park Tavern. We're going to give you all the details, tell you all about it here in a little bit. But first, let's hear some live music from Chris N.
Possibly the best day of my life, and impossibly the worst. Today is possibly better than last night, and I'm impossibly cursed. I can't wait for you to leave so you can come back home to me. I mean that sincerely. I can't wait for you to leave so you can come back home to me. I mean that sincerely, 'cause all I think about is you. But changing your mind is like changing a tire. I never know quite what to do. All I know is lefty loosey, righty tighty. And do you still believe in Rome? Like you still believe in Jesus? Do you still believe San Diego skyline. And do you still remember backseat breathing in your Grand Marquis? 'Cause all I think about is you. But changing your mind is like changing a tire. I never know quite what to do. All I know is lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Chris N, live in the WYSO studios, sharing some new tunes with us. Chris, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Juliet. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Very happy to have you here. Very excited about this new album. When you were here last time, you were talking about lo-fi movement and how a lot of it was just recorded, you know, at home, you know, with, I know we were talking about sounds of your kids in the background and things like that. Was this new album recorded the same way, or did you go a different route with your recording style this time?
It was recorded the same way. It's. I mean, I could totally go to the studio, play the click track, do those kind of things, and probably put out a pretty good CD. But I like the way it sounds, you know, in my kitchen. I like the kids in the background. I think it adds something. So I leave it. I leave the mistakes, and I take one take, two takes, and I just, that's the way it is.
And that style of recording is going to give you a lot of freedom as far as sort of when you feel inspired to record a song. Do you just, you know, if you're not totally tied up in something, go and do it? Or do you sort of set aside time every day to work on things?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah. If I can't, like, sit down and write a song within, you know, half hour or something and record it, it's not worth it. I'm not a perfectionist whatsoever when it comes to the recordings. It's just kind of the way they come out. And it's kind of captures a moment in time or whatever. So it's how I felt and feel at that particular time and what's going on in my house at that time.
Really just it's like it's the truest essence of a recording, like just capturing this moment in history that, you know, this is the only way you're ever going to be able to experience it again is through the recording. I think that's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, this CD though, I've definitely gotten better at the mixing process and what have you, and put a little bit more thought into it. It actually sounds like it's the most clear thing that I've done, you know. In the past, it's kind of just wherever the vocals lie or whatever, you know, you can hear the appliances turn on. But I sort of cut some of that out, but it's clear to the ear. But
is that something that you were practicing up on, like in anticipation of doing this album? Or was that something that you just, as you were going through the process, just sort of refined what you were doing?
No, this record was sort of unplanned. I mean, not unplanned as far as I wanted to do something. I wanted to focus on something, and this collection of songs sort of became the collection of songs that made sense about where I was at. I had recorded two albums that I kind of went through it like a stressful period in my life, and I recorded two records that kind of like held on to that and was kind of a negative, and I didn't want to be negative. So that's where this one sort of came in. I wanted something more positive to be put out and to show that I'm, you know, I'm looking to be positive and happy and not negative. So I kind of trashed two records in the process, but this collection of songs makes the most sense for me at the moment.
Is it hard to go through all that work of sort of prepping two albums and having all those songs ready and to just let go of them, knowing that, you know, ultimately it's the best choice? But is that hard to sort of give that up?
I think for me it's not. I mean, I'm really kind of selfish with my songwriting. I do it for me. I do it to get whatever is in me out of me. And so for me, it was just like, you know, these songs came together. This is what I had. This is what I felt. But I don't feel that anymore. So I don't want to be, you know, it was hard to listen. Some of it was hard to listen to.
And yeah.
I didn't, even for me, so.
Well, I have to say, just based on the two songs you just played, and just the imagery, both on like the poster for Heart Scarf and the different hearts in scarves I've seen sort of floating around your Facebook page and stuff, it's it's a very hopeful vibe. And I like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to portray a little bit. I mean, the heart scarf idea, I mean, you know, you can call it cheesy, whatever, but I mean, I don't think it's uncool to like be there for somebody, and that's sort of what it encompasses. Me and a good friend and local artist, Cherry Fullman, kind of came up with that idea at the same time, and she's the one that did the cover art for the CD that you see on the Facebook and what have you. But I mean, you know, it's just basically that idea is kind of being there for somebody when they need you. And I had a lot of friends that were there for me over a tough period, and so that was kind of an ode to them in a sense.
And speaking of friends, I know that in addition to your own solo work, you've been also playing with Joe Andrel as Father's Day as well, which is a really cool project. Do you feel like working with people like Joe, and I know that Patrice Hall was playing violin for a while, working with other artists like that, has that changed or influenced the way you write or the way that you tackle working on a song?
Joe is a huge influence. He's an amazing songwriter, and I look up to him as a songwriter a lot. And but working with him, and you know, my friend Justin plays drums, and now he's going to be playing with me, and Patrice. I mean, that's a truly collaborative effort that we have, and I'm really proud of the stuff that Father's Day is doing, and I'm really excited that, you know, moving forward with that, and hopefully a CD will come down the pike. But yeah. He definitely approaches songwriting in a different way, and watching him kind of work has definitely inspired me to look at some of my stuff in a different way. He puts a lot more thought into his songs, but I mean, it shows. He's amazing.
Well, as far as how you write songs, when I heard the two songs you just played, as a writer, I think, oh my gosh, lyrics had to come first. They're, you know, it was very poetic. Is that how you write, or is it the reverse, or is it some combination thereof?
Again, like, there's not a lot of thought. it's sort of just what I feel. Yeah, it's sort of a combination. I pick up my guitar and you know, it's more of a melody, and the words kind of go around the melody. If I have a really strong melody in mind, or you know, working on, then the words come really easy. And sometimes, I mean, I have notebooks, but, you know, they don't always fit with what I'm working on. But, yeah, I mean, they just kind of come together. That's the best way to describe it. I mean, I don't have a lot of – I have, you know, three kids, and we have a lot of fun together, but I don't have a lot of time to, like, sit down and really, like, plan out, you know, the structures and whatever. It's just kind of like, this is what comes out. And so that's – and that's exactly how I record it too. So it's the way it kind of fits together.
I'm always curious. Are your kids musical, or are you teaching them music? Do you want them to sort of have that same experience with music that you have had?
Yeah, music is all around them. And yeah, my oldest son started taking drum lessons recently. I'm very, very excited about that. Yeah, we're always playing music in the house. I don't own a TV, so we basically listen to music all the time. My little girl knows the words to Rage Against the Machine songs.
That's awesome.
But we really enjoy music and listening to music. And he has a top five bands, my oldest son. I think it goes Weezer, then the Motel Beds, and then I think it's Father's Day. I don't remember the other ones, but... Yeah, it's pretty cool. We have a lot of fun with music and playing music. Occasionally, I let them all use the instruments and make noise and re-record it. They record their own songs, and it's fun. Maybe I'll put that record out next.
That'd be very cool. Well, we're going to be back to talk more with Chris N. here in just a moment. We're going to get you all the details for his CD release show for Heartscarf. And we're going to hear some more live music. That's coming up next on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Dance.
This is Derev Cool. Join me each and every Friday night for the Indestructible Beats, Transplanetary Sounds, Global Groove, and fabulous tunes found right here in your own backyard during Around the Fringe. You're the VIP at the best darn dance party anywhere. Friday nights, 8 to midnight on WYSO 91.3 FM.
We're back on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and I'm joined here in the studio by Chris N. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Juliette.
Hi. You know, a few minutes ago, we were talking about family, and I can't help but think, as I look at the lineup for your CD release show, it's going to be you, it's going to be Wake Up Mordecai, and 1984 NFL Draft, which is one of Joe Andrel's projects. What a great, like, family vibe having Joe, who you're working with in Father's Day, and Wake Up Mordecai, one of your pop tech label mates. What's it like to be able to release your show in such a great, you know, family hometown atmosphere?
Yeah, I mean, they're both so super good at what they do, and I was really glad they said yes. I wanted my friends there. That, I mean, you know, that was the only way to really do it. The way that I would feel most comfortable with it. So, yeah, Johnny and Joe, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good night.
And that's going to be June 24th at South Park Tavern. It's going to get started around 9 p.m. And for our listeners who maybe are out of town and can't make it to the show, where will they be able to get the CD?
The CD will be... After June 24th, it'll be up on poptech.com. You can also get, I think it'll be on iTunes, Amazon, I think Rhapsody, all the digital distributors. So yeah, anyone, anywhere can get it.
Find it. So go get it. and what are your plans after the album release? Are you going to start working on something else, or just kind of, you know, recording songs as they come, or you know, playing a bunch of gigs out? Do you have an idea of what you want to do after this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always writing and recording. I have a Columbus release show also on June 30th at the Treehouse, and so you should come to that one as well. But as far as I think I'd like to focus a lot more on Father's Day and during the summer, but I think maybe in the early fall and what have you, Johnny and I have talked about, last year we took a short stint to New York, and we're going to probably do like a Chicago-Milwaukee thing. So we're working on some things. Things are in the works for the Pop Tech crew, but yeah, it'll be fun. Get out of Dayton a little bit.
Yeah,
would be the plan.
Spread the pop tech love around the Midwest and East Coast.
Right. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Chris, I have to thank you so much for coming in. And
no, thank you very much, Juliette.
You're very welcome. And I'm really excited to hear some more songs. So is there any introduction that you want to give to these next songs that you're going to play?
What am I going to play? I don't know. okay, I'm going to do a song called "Note to Self." It's kind of like encompasses what I go through daily, and it's just a reminder to myself. So here goes. Note to self: go to work, come back home from work. Go to work, come back home again. Stop at the store, pick up some diapers and breakfast for the boys. Note to self: be alright today, be alright today. Be alright today, be alright today. Be alright today, be alright today, be alright today. Note to self: pay the mortgage, watch the stock market plummet. Control your temper, take out the garbage. Pickup is on Tuesday morning. Note to self: return missed phone calls, emails, and library books. Note to self: be alright today, be alright today. Be alright today, be alright today. Be alright today, be alright today, be alright today. Note to self: be a better father. be a better person, be a better friend. Talk is cheaper than talking it out. When the walls get built, they'll never come down. And I left Ohio like I blink my eye, and I'll never come home as long as I'm alive. And our brainless hearts will not be found hiding beneath our bloody sleeves. And I left Ohio like the sun leaves the sky, and I'll never come home as long as you're alive. Change takes the courage to change. I'm a lion, I'm a lion, I'm a lion, I'm a lion.
Sen live on WYSO. He's got a new album coming out. It's called Heartscarf. The CD release show is going to be June 24th at South Park Tavern. The lineup is Chris N, Wake Up Mordecai, and the 1984 NFL Draft. It's going to be an awesome show. There's also going to be a CD release party on June 30th at the Treehouse in Columbus. Check it out. Get the album. It'll be on iTunes, Amazon, poptechrecords.com after June 24th. Chris, thank you again so much for coming in.
And thank you very much, Juliet.
You're very welcome. Right now, we're going to hear some music from one of the other guys that's going to be playing at Chris N's CD release party. Here's Wake Up Mordecai from his latest album. This is Cowboys and Indians on WYSO.
Cowboys steal the Indian girls with their fancy gun twirls up, and everyone loves them. And all the braves just try to act scared, but it's not really fair that nobody loves them.